Chapter 12. The men of Ephraim were gathered together, and passed northward, and they said to Jephthah, "Why did you pass over to fight against the children of Ammon, and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house on you with fire." And Jephthah said to them, "I and my people had a dispute, and the children of Ammon were oppressing me greatly, and when I called you, you did not save me out of their hand. When I saw that you did not save me, I put my life in my own hands, and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day, to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead, and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilead struck Ephraim, because they said, "You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the midst of Ephraim, and in the midst of Manasseh." The Gileadites took the fords of the Jordan against the Ephraimites. It was so, that when any of the fugitives of Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead said to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said, "No," then they said to him, "Now say Shibboleth," and he said Sibboleth, for he couldn't manage to pronounce it right. Then they seized him, and killed him at the fords of the Jordan. There fell at that time of Ephraim 42,000. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died, and was buried in his city in Gilead. After him Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, and 30 daughters he sent abroad, and 30 daughters he brought in from abroad for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Ibzan died, and was buried at Bethlehem. After him Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. Elon the Zebulunite died, and was buried in Ayalon in the land of Zebulun. After him Abdon the son of Hillel the Berathonite judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkey colts. And he judged Israel 8 years. Abdon the son of Hillel the Berathonite died, and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites.